The 9-mile extension of the Sitka Road system was budgeted at just under $32 million in 2019, but it's had its share of problems.
My personal opinion, they should have built it on the waterline like they did Sawmill Creek. Instead, they put it halfway up the hill, and that leads to a lot of design and construction cost increases.
That's Sitka Senator Bert Stedman, who championed the project as far back as 2012 when it was approved by voters in a statewide bond package. The road connects lands owned by Sciatica, Sitka's urban native corporation, at the head of Catlan Bay. KNE Alaska was awarded the project in the spring of 2019 with a proposed completion date in the fall of 2022. Stedman says they're not going to make it.
It's getting better. They're moving faster. Things are improving and have been for several months. And the crew's working hard. But it's hard on equipment. It's difficult. It's dangerous. And it should have been built along the water.
Stedman says it's fortunate that the state tipped into surplus in June, driven by high oil prices that everywhere else but Alaska tend to be bad news. He says the legislature was able to allocate $30 million to complete the Catlan Road and some other projects around the state, and Catlan may take up to half of that pot. How is that fortunate? If the price of oil had not spiked, and if it were another cash-strapped year in state government, Stedman says the Department of Transportation may have had to close out the Catlan contract and rebid it in the future. Stedman thinks that may have cost more than it saved.
And that was one of the points I made to, you know, DOT. We're better off to fix the design issue now, move forward and finish it, than to stop it and come back in a year or two. It's going to cost us at least $5 million plus inflation. This is actually, believe it or not, the low-cost alternative.
Stedman is clearly frustrated with the project, which on paper doesn't appear extraordinarily challenging. Just a 9-mile single-lane gravel road with turnouts. It's no glorified I-5 or even Halibut Point Road, Stedman says, but he absolutely wants it to be completed and to be usable. He doesn't really have a role to play there. Rather, the state's engineers and the contractor will huddle to come up with a way to finish the road. The big takeaway, Stedman believes, might be the lesson the DOT has learned from working in challenging topography, similar to that proposed for other projects. And the danger can't be overstated. The Catlan project has already claimed one life.
With the difficulty of building Catlan up on that hillside, and you take that same concept and you go north of Juneau, up Lynn Canal, I would be very, very concerned if they were going to try to build a road up Lynn Canal, what it would actually cost us in the end. Because looking at Catlan, it's significantly more than anticipated. And Lynn Canal is, I don't know how many, what magnitude difficulty increase it is over Catlan, but it's significant.
Stedman considers the project to be roughly 80% complete, but there are still bridges to construct across the Catlan River and estuary. He'd like to see the road eventually extended across the head of the bay to Alaska Mental Health Trust lands in Cedar Cove. But Stedman says, I'm 66 and this has taken over 10 years, so I may not be the one doing it. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.